Hey everybody, I'm Kate Conroy.
And I'm Vinny Sotelo.
And this is Other People's Business, which is the podcast from the New Jersey Business and Industry Association, the largest statewide business association in the United States of America.
I remember a few episodes ago, maybe it was last episode, you were talking about how much you hated saying all that every time.
I shortened it. I don't know if you
did.
Noticed.
You? I didn't notice. No.
Yeah, I actually went into the script and I was like, let's just cut this piece out and let's. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to like make it more of a smooth,
streamline. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I'm transitioning. Exactly. I'm a smooth smoothie.
Okay.
For more info on us, visit njbia.org. And some big news, Vin.
Oh, here we go.
Before we get started today, I got to tell you, New Jersey Manufacturers Insurance, who you might remember was our guest on the show a couple of episodes ago.
Yeah, Cam Mayo was here.
Cam Mayo. Yeah, he was their first marketing director after like 100 years of doing business.
Yeah.
They are now an official sponsor of the show. So people are actually paying us to do this now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, except for Michelle Sikorka, who pays us. We appreciate that. Thank you, Michelle.
I actually particularly appreciate that.
We do. So thank you to Michelle and to New Jersey Manufacturers Insurance. They do home, auto, and workers' comp. Their prices are outrageously good.
Yeah.
And when you call customer service, an actual person answers the phone.
That's so always nice.
I know, right? So if you have not yet checked them out, you absolutely should.
And I just want people to know that we're not selling out our integrity and our ideals here. Because we've wanted to sell out our integrity and our ideals since episode one.
That's exactly right.
In fact, in the episode with Cam Mayo, we were talking about how much we wanted to sell out.
Names.
Yeah, we were dropping Porsche, Tesla,
Chanel.
Gucci, Chanel. Yeah, we had all these companies that we wanted to sponsor us so that maybe I could have a free car show up in my driveway. We didn't quite get there, but you know, NJM is great.
Wait, and didn't you have like an actual plan? We were gonna get big, sell out.
Okay, so if you watch South Park, they have the business model on there, which is startup, sell out, cash in, and bro down.
Right,
and that was the plan. We wanted to party out like right from the beginning.
I honestly cannot wait for the broing down.
I'm totally down for the broing down. So today on the show, we have Daniela Velez, who's one of our coworkers here at NJBIA. Daniela, say hello. Tell us a little about yourself.
Hello, everyone. So yes, my name is Daniela Velez, and I am one of the recruitment associates here for NJBIA. A little about myself. So I was born and raised in Caracas, Venezuela. So Spanish is my first language, and English is my second. I've been here since 2002, so about 15 years. Currently a Rutgers student in the business school. Majoring in supply chain management. And also something interesting about myself is I'm a competitive powerlifter.
Ooh.
So yeah, you know, I live at the gym. If I'm not at work or school, I'm at the gym.
I gotta say that watching your videos on Instagram is always very inspiring. I'm watching you deadlift like hundreds and hundreds of pounds.
It's like 300.
300 pounds. So, like, that's ridiculous. It's like three times your own body weight. You're deadlifting. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but it's fun in competition. So, like, in comps, you get to test basically your max. And, you know, I'm getting ready to compete back in May. And it's like beating the numbers I set back in September. So, you know, it should be interesting to see how much.
It's very inspiring, I have to say. I'm in awe of you sometimes. Absolutely in awe
of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm in awe of the t-shirts.
Yes.
She posts these photos on Instagram of her, and she's got her mean game face on, like, ooh, I am tough.
Yes.
And she wears these t-shirts with these cartoon dinosaurs.
Yes.
It's adorable.
And the socks. Let's not forget the socks. She's got these, like, knee-high turquoise socks on. They're just hilariously adorable. Meanwhile, she's got the game face. It's ridiculous.
But you have to have, like, a cool outfit. So, yeah, my t-shirts always have to represent something. You know, my last one was, like, a dinosaur t-shirt. I don't know what I might wear. So if anyone has suggestions on what cartoon to wear for the next comp,
I love it.
Please drop them.
Are you accepting t-shirts via mail?
I am.
Okay.
I am. I'm a small, you know, just let everyone
know. You just
a bunch of episodes ago, we were saying we should merchandise the show and make t-shirts.
Right?
Maybe we'll make her another People's Business t-shirt and she can take it to the gym.
That's an excellent idea.
If it's going to be a cartoon one, we need like a mascot for the show.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, so we'll have to put some thought into that.
Exactly.
Like something adorable and cute.
You know what? Shout out to Mike Sanchez, who did the logo artwork for the show. I wonder if he could come up with, you know, a dinosaur for BIA?
Hedgehog.
Oh, we definitely need a hedgehog.
That's an inside joke. With BIA, we love our hedgehogs.
We do. Shout out to Michelle Sikorka.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
And then I would just represent the company in every competition.
I love it.
I'll be like competing nationally. They'll be like, what is she wearing?
I love it.
Who's sponsoring her? And I'm like, no, I work here. Like,
it's a hedgehog. Don't you get it? How do you not understand what this
means? Exactly. Then they'll think NJBIA sponsors powerlifters. You know?
Love it. Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so today's icebreaker is, what is mankind's greatest achievement?
Food.
I thought the triple cheeseburger was a big improvement over the double cheeseburger.
But you know, what about the bacon double cheeseburger?
Oh, that's.
I mean, right. If we're gonna talk about food,
I don't eat red meat though. I
only.
That's right.
What?
For everybody on the air, Daniela has never eaten a cheeseburger.
Never.
And it's not out of some kind of like, you know, objection or dietary or whatever. She's just never done it before.
It's like I've never had bacon.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
How do I not know this about you?
You had turkey bacon, right? Which is totally not real
but
bacon.
But it's not the same.
But it's bacon. It's
no,
turkey
it's not.
Bacon.
It's no, not. It's not bacon.
We should do a survey.
Yeah.
I promise you bacon will win. I promise you bacon will win.
So, to me, it's food.
So, but why don't you eat red meat if it's not for, like, religious or dietary or...
So, I was a vegetarian, oh my goodness, about what? 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a vegetarian for a very long time. And then when I started getting into lifting, my trainer was like, so you need protein. And, you know, it was either do I continue to be a vegetarian or, you know, sell my soul to the gym and start eating chicken. So I was like, all right, you know, let's break diet. It took forever, though, to, like, get my body accustomed to eating chicken again.
Sure. But but why still no red meat? Why no bacon?
I don't know. It's weird. I don't know. I've never
had a steak?
Never.
Oh, you're so missing out.
What?
It's filet mignon.
I can't.
But see, I was a vegetarian for so long, and then I was like, okay, I'll eat chicken, and then I haven't stepped away, and I'll just...
Wait, okay, so I have so many questions. I'm sorry. I'm going to hijack the show
go
for a second.
It.
So when you were a little girl,
mm-hmm.
and your mom was like making macaroni and cheese for dinner and whatever, I mean, my mom made me bologna roll-ups, as we established in episode 2.
Don't start with that.
I was cracking up when I heard that, and I'm like, what is she eating? Like, I'm like, google.com.
What? You won't find it on Google.
Yeah, I gagged a little bit just at the thought of it.
Horrible. But so you didn't eat, your mom didn't make you any kind of meat when you were little?
So she did try, but I just would not eat it. So I think after like second
hamburger
grade.
Hamburger helper, nothing like that?
After second grade, my mom kind of just gave up and was like, okay, you're not going to eat meat. Then, you know, we'll fill your dietary needs with high proteins and all of that.
Lots of beans and eggs, huh?
Lots of beans and eggs. You know, Spanish people love beans, so I was okay with that. We're a bean family. I love beans.
Oh
rice
God.
And beans, go-to.
Yeah,
and then, you know, in high school it was the same thing. They're like, you're a vegetarian? You don't eat meat? And I'm like, no. And then it was basically when I met my trainer. My trainer was like, well, this is what you need to eat to do what, you know, you want to do, to powerlift, to build your muscles, to get stronger. You need protein. So he was like, you need to decide. Do you want to eat meat or, you know?
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah.
So I told her, I got to be there for the first time.
Yeah.
So if you want to come too.
I think it should be a bacon double cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Well, he said we were going to, what was it?
All right. So I said the next time we do an event in Bridgewater, we should go to Shake Shack.
But yeah.
I don't know if they make bacon double cheeseburgers there. But.
I'm sure they order.
I need like a little baby step
like,
in.
Uh-uh.
You
know,
yes.
Uh-uh.
You're trying to kill me.
No.
We have this on record.
Well, here's what
it's
going to
be great. You'll
here's
love
what
it.
I'm thinking. She's got to eat the cheeseburger first, and then separately, she's got to eat bacon, and then we can put them together. Because, like, if you're just eating bacon
you're
as
right.
part of it, you're not going to get how
you're
awesome
right.
bacon is.
You're absolutely right. You need, oh my God,
yeah.
I can't wait to feed you bacon.
I know, right?
I'm really looking forward to it all of a sudden.
It's just like, you know, you have a small child, and you're like, I get to be there the first time you eat bacon, and you just have this look in your eyes, like, oh, I can't wait to see the look.
It really is. It's like watching them experience the zoo for the first time, or taking them to Great Adventure for the first time.
I'm just a child.
Have so much fun.
See,
I can't wait.
You just guys admitted to Jane that I am the child of the company. Like, Jane's like, hi, child, how are you? And I'm like, all right, you know, this
that's
is
hilarious. Yeah,
it.
Shout out to Jane.
Yeah.
I guess she refers to you as the child.
Yes, because she used to refer to me as the baby of the company, and then it became
I
her.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Child. I'm like, hi, Jane.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Okay, but wait. So food is mankind's greatest achievement?
Yeah, do you have a specific food?
Like, what do you mean? Like, food has kind of always existed. We just needed to hunt for it or pick it off the vine and eat it, right?
I think because, you know, in the Latino culture, there's so many countries and everyone, you know, you have black beans and every country does black beans differently. Mm. And it's just amazing. Like, in Honduran culture, the beans are, like, smashed and then fried. While in Venezuelan culture, you know, our black beans are made with, like, onions and people, you know, so it's different taste, different ways of cooking. So yeah, to me, it's just how humans have been able to develop food. And
that's interesting that you say that, because I've always thought that it's amazing that every culture basically has some kind of peasant food that is the same. And like, you've got pizza, it's basically bread and cheese and a little sauce.
I didn't think that was a peasant food, but okay.
Like street food, it is. It is. You know, and in...
I'm just letting you know right now, I make like $2 billion in the lottery, I'm still eating pizza. You know?
That's fine, whatever. But and then you've got like tacos, which is kind of the same ingredients. It's like a starch, it's some meat, it's kind of some cheese. Do you know what I mean? Like
but every culture has a different taco. Like Mexican tacos are not the same. Or tamales. So, you know, like for us in Venezuela, we don't eat tamales. We eat... ayacas, you know, that's what we call basically our tamales. So it's different and it tastes so good. So yeah, and you know,
food.
Yes, and then Indian food too. Shout out to
Indian
food.
I love Indian food.
Indian food is amazing.
Curry, I have chicken. A recipe for chicken tikka masala.
I don't cook.
So good.
I eat. I don't cook.
I was gonna say when we take you out for burgers, you could take me out. I've never had Indian food. So.
Good stuff.
You're missing out, man.
Hey, seriously. I'll try anything once, so I'm game, you know?
Yeah. Nice.
It's spicy food.
It's good. All right, so what do you think is mankind's greatest achievement, then?
Well, so now that I've missed out on the double cheeseburger, because I don't want to copy I was thinking about it. I was going to go either with the invention of the cathode ray tube / television by Philo Farnsworth.
Wow.
Or the invention of the personal computer by Steve Wozniak. And I think I'm going to go with the computer, because if you think about the way that that changed the world, the way we share information, the way we live our lives now, it's all through computers.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because I was in comp applications for business last night in the class, and we were talking about like the first computers. Mm-hmm. And you know, they were like talking about coding and like the old desktop, and how even before Apple came about it, like how it was like all coding and people had to actually like, read a manual.
The pieces of paper that got punched in.
And like they were talking about like the first computer also like was from Philly, or you know, I can't remember the name. See, I should have brought my notes.
They showed them in Hidden Figures, if you saw that movie. NASA and
that movie's
was
amazing.
Was it Octavia Spencer's character? Yeah, Octavia Spencer's character, right? Was she had to learn how to use the
IBM.
Something train.
I don't know.
I keep thinking Soul Train, and I'm like, that's not it.
I watched that movie with a really talkative friend, so I honestly have no idea.
You need to rewatch it.
I do have to rewatch it.
It's amazing. It's a really good movie.
Totally agree.
Watch the movie if you guys haven't watched it. Mm-hmm. And read the book.
Oh, I didn't read the book, but yeah, the movie is amazing. Yeah.
It is.
We should give a shout out to the book club and put that book for next time.
Right? So yeah, NJBIA has a book club. And once every like 6 months, it seems like. I mean, we set a date and then it gets pushed back and then it gets pushed back. So
yeah
today was the day of our book club meeting and we picked a book for next time. But maybe we should really lobby hard for Hidden Figures.
Mm-hmm. I'm always whenever we get around to like recommending a book, the ones that pop in my head are always the ones that are based on movies, because that's the kind of stuff I read. I'm like, I love these movies. I want to know what the book it came from was like. And then I'm always like, oh, they're not going to want to do that.
You know? So which one would you recommend then?
What were you going to say?
One of my favorite books would be like The Princess Bride. I don't know if you, have you ever, you're giving me this weird look. You're giving me this weird look like you don't even know the movie. Yeah. So, oh my gosh.
You don't know the movie?
Oh.
I'm getting exposed on this podcast right now.
Are you joking?
Right now?
You don't know the movie?
I really don't know the movie.
It's like the most famous movie alive.
Yeah.
I mean, not alive.
Is it?
Yeah.
They're both masterpieces, and for different reasons. Like, the book is very funny, and the movie is very funny, but not in the same ways. Like, the humor style is very different. Okay. So, have you read it?
I tried to read it. I did not like it. And I don't know. I was going through, like, a post-wave feminist phase, I guess, and I didn't like the book because Buttercup was not proactive. Everything that happened in the book happened to her.
Someone's called Buttercup in the book.
Okay, so yeah.
Wait. I know you have no respect for for the actress. It's Robin Wright.
Time out. Time out. Robin Wright plays the character, and yeah, I don't know how this came to be, but her name is Buttercup. Oh my God, Daniela's like, you gringos are messed up.
Wow.
That has to be the funniest.
I'm going to lend you the movie. You're going to like it, I promise.
You are. You're going to like it.
I keep thinking of a children's movie in my head.
Well, it is
Buttercup.
A children's movie.
Yeah.
It is basically a children's movie.
It is. It is. It's a fairy
but
tale
it's very
adventure
well done.
With sword fighting giants, mm-hmm. you know.
True love, poisoned cups.
Sounds like Disney, though.
It wasn't. It does sound like Disney.
Yeah, yeah, okay. MGM. But anyway, what was your pick for
Mankind's
Greatest Achievement?
It's so terrible. It's very benign. But the thing that I thought of first was the remote control.
You know, the universal remote control also invented by Steve Wozniak.
Really?
Yeah, this guy was amazing.
You just know these facts.
I like him. Yeah. Were you telling me the other day that he was like the real work behind, like Steve Jobs was a hack or something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you want to go into that theory?
It's not a popular thing for people to talk about, but yeah. So I read Steve Wozniak's autobiography years ago. It's amazing. If you ever feel like reading something like that.
Book club recommendation.
Yeah, book club recommendation. And he talks about how basically he did all the work, and Steve Jobs' job was to call different people and get funding and stuff and help them get the parts they needed to make the computer. But yeah, I remember coming away from that and being like, wow, so what did you do? Like, you know, Wozniak could have asked his mom for the money for all it matters.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah. I know, everybody thinks of him as this big visionary, but maybe I should read Jobs' autobiography next, and he'll make it out like Wozniak was the one, you know.
That would be interesting. You should totally do that and compare them too.
Yeah.
And report back.
There's been a bunch of movies lately, too. I missed them all.
One of them was in Netflix, and I was like, do I want to watch it? And then I ended up watching something else. I gave up. I was like, no.
I watched one of them. It was the one about his daughter.
I don't know.
I guess I'm not really giving you much to work with, huh?
No,
I have no idea.
Really.
Yeah, it portrayed him accurately, I think, as being kind of a jerk, because that's his reputation. He was not a very nice guy, and he was really not very nice to his daughter's mother, which was a shame, I guess, but par for the course, given who he was.
Yeah.
He was kind of a jerk.
I mean, Wozniak's biography, he talks about how Jobs kind of screwed him out of a lot of money, so...
Doesn't sound
like a great guy.
Yeah.
You know what I always think of when I think of Wozniak? He dated Kathy Griffin. At one point.
That's
like,
awesome.
Like, good for him and good for her. Like,
good
that,
for her.
Like, they seem on paper to be such a mismatched couple.
I know, right?
But I will admit that I used to love My Life on the D-List.
I never saw it.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Kathy Griffin's short-lived reality show.
Oh, okay.
It's fantastic. Mm. And he was on a couple of episodes when they were dating. I swear to God.
You gotta go on YouTube.com and
I
Google
swear.
This.
And they had such an adorable rapport. Like, they were really cute together. It was kind of fun to watch.
That's sweet.
I know.
So we went from, like, the remote to a reality TV show.
I
love it.
I know. Had to.
So how has the remote control improved your life?
Oh my gosh, you don't have to stand up to do, like, to change anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, like, I grew up in the 70s and 80s. We did not have a remote control when I was...
I can't even fathom that.
You're so mean. You guys are not that much younger than me, so just button it, okay? As my mother would say.
I'm shocked that that's when it came around. Like, I would have thought they had the remote control.
So they did. No.
Since the beginning.
They were invented, I guess, in the 70s, but they were very expensive, as, you know, new technology always is. And so my parents didn't get an actual TV that came with a remote control until, like, the mid-80s.
Oh, wow.
And when that happened, they moved the crappy TV down to the basement, which was the playroom, and they put the new nice TV in the living room where they could use it, obviously. That's what I would do. And so I was always... you know, having to walk over to the television to change it.
So it was like a little knob?
It was a knob that you had to change like that.
Oh, see?
And, of course, there was no cable TV either, or if there was, we didn't have it. And so there was like four channels. Had PBS, ABC, CBS, and NBC. Four channels.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy.
This is one of those really short-lived technologies in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah,
if you think about it, in 10 years from now, people will be like, what's a remote control?
Oh my
I use my voice to control everything.
That's crazy.
They use like Sonos and like the new Amazon
Alexa, right?
Alexa, turn the TV on.
You probably just turned the TV on in my house if
exactly,
this was on.
Exactly.
Wow. That's crazy. All right, so I guess we should do a little bit of business, right? Daniela.
Sure.
What do you do for NJBIA?
So what do I do for NJBIA? So I do recruitment. My goal is to bring new members to the association, but it's also to bring more of the Latino business owner market. So we want our association to represent how New Jersey is. So not just bringing the Latino business owners, but, you know, African-American, Asians, Indians, every minority that's in the state of New Jersey who has a business, getting them the exposure to what NJBIA has to offer, from, you know, the NJM insurance to the new healthcare benefit solutions that we offer, to all our affinity partner programs, which, you know, you've had some of our affinity partners here already on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the goal is to bring the diversity of the business owners into the association.
That's great. Yeah. So you basically help people figure out if membership is something that would make sense for them. And then once you determine that it is, you help them join.
Yes, exactly. And like the exciting thing with BIA is we're being able to do it bilingually. So we've done videos in Spanish and English.
Yeah, it's always a fun time. So I edit together the videos that Daniela shoots in Spanish. If you think video editing is hard, wait till you try video editing in a language you don't understand. Yeah. But yeah, you do fantastic in all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and then, you know, being able to, our applications, you know, we have them in Spanish and English, and then our slogan for NJBIA for a business
like mine,
you know, having it in Spanish, NJBIA para un negocio como el mío. So, you know, related
to... That sounds better, actually.
It does.
We should put that
it's
on
beautiful.
Instead of...
It's beautiful. You may
just have everyone say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, so it's been a really fun project, you know, being here at BIA over a year now.
I was just going to say, how long have you been with BIA?
Yeah, a year and a couple of months. My year was in July.
Wow. Wait, it's January, so more than a couple months.
Yeah.
A year and a half now.
A year and a half now, yes. You know.
My goodness.
Time flies.
No kidding.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm excited to see how much we can grow and bring the information out there. So, you know. Also, maybe do a podcast in Spanish. You never know.
Hey, I'm game for it. I don't know how good idea it is. It could just be you.
I can say hola.
We would need to bring Spanish guests.
Actually, I think we actually do have a couple other people in the building who speak Spanish. So maybe Kate and I could take a step back for that one.
Oh.
And, Gonzo. Francisco Gonzalez.
Yeah,
speaks
Spanish.
I'm trying to think of anybody else. Does Lynette speak Spanish?
I don't know.
I don't know if she does fluently. I believe she understands some.
Yeah.
But you know.
Hey.
That could be fun.
Yeah. We're growing, with our different even partners and different, people. We can even bring Dana from NJM. Who knows? She speaks Spanish.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Right?
Shout out to NJM, the sponsor of this show.
Yes, brought to you by NJM Insurance
Group. That's right. Exactly. You see?
I love it. Fabulous. Okay, so I think we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, awful or awesome.
Cool.
Okay, we're back, and it is now time to play Awful or Awesome, which is a game that faithful listeners know well. I'm going to name three things, and then we each have to declare them to be either awful or awesome and be prepared to defend your answers.
Got it.
Ready?
Let's do it.
All right. So first up, Apple.
And awesome. Go ahead. Sorry.
Wait, before we go, is it Apple like the fruit or Apple
the company? I was just going to say, to clarify, I'm talking
because
about
because you just said Apple. The like there was no
company.
Emoji or anything. Like I'm trying to figure this out.
Apple the company. The producer of the iPhone.
Yeah.
So Vin, you say awful.
Yeah. Although Apple the fruit.
It's awesome.
Very good.
Apple
and
peanut butter.
Yeah, especially
peanut butter.
Okay. I like the green sour ones, you know?
Yeah. Me too, yeah. Granny Smith.
Yeah. See, I was
good. That's right. I'm sorry. They do have a name.
You just called them the green sour ones?
The green sour. No, I did know the Granny Smith thing. It slipped my mind. But yeah.
Right.
No, Apple the computer company, I'm gonna say is awful.
Yeah.
Way overpriced for, you know, computers that if you were to buy PCs, you could get like twice the power for the money you would spend on a Mac. I think the concept that they are trying to produce computers that are basically made for people who don't know how to use computers was probably great X years ago. Today, you really should know how to use a computer.
Yeah.
On the phone side, I don't mind as much. I personally don't have an iPhone, but like I know my mom needs one. person needs to know what's doing a little bit more to have a droid.
Poor Peggy. Yeah. Man. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I would have to agree with you. I am not a fan of the Apple the company, not because I have any kind of technological ability to determine whether the Apple computer is better than a PC. I learned on a Mac.
We all did.
Back in the day. Right, yeah. Right.
Because remember the Oregon Trail?
Yes! That's what they thought was going to be the way
no
of the future.
You have no idea what we're talking about.
Poor Danielle. You had Dells. You had Dells. Wow.
We had Dells.
But, it's literally been 25 years since that time, and I could not function on a Mac right now. There's no way. Mm. But the thing I don't like about Apple is the, I guess I'm just going to go ahead and say it, the legalized tax evasion that they participate in, by keeping their money offshore.
We are scorching Apple.
I know! Exactly. I'm sorry.
Calling Steve Jobs a hack. Exactly. Calling this stuff overpriced.
I mean, I'm sorry. I think, as you said, Wozniak is a genius.
Oh, yeah.
But I think...
And for nothing else.
Exactly.
Universal
That's
remote
it.
Control, right?
Universal
it.
Remote
That's
control.
The control.
Exactly. Yeah, but Apple the company, I'm not a huge fan of. What do you think?
So the iPhone, I'm a fan of. Mm. I've had an iPhone. Overpriced, there's no way I'm buying an 8 or the X.
The 10 or the X,
Yeah, no, there's no way.
Yeah, because they skipped 9 in there. Something.
Yeah, it's called college tuition. Like, I need to pay for school. There's no way. I sit at Rutgers and people have, the new iPhone, and I'm just like, how, man?
Yeah.
Like, how?
Are you drug dealers?
Exactly.
How did you get this money?
Well, it's always
share the wealth.
Yeah.
Sponsor me. Get me a new iPhone. But
they're always
can't.
All about these features, and they're like, look, we're introducing wireless charging. And you're like, well, on the droid side, we've had that for
I was like, I know people who have it. Why are we just hyping that up right now? But anyway, so I'm faithful to the iPhone. As for the computers, no way. I hate them. Mm-hmm. So, they're not interesting. They're too small, first of all, like the screen, the little ones.
Yeah.
And they're so thin, and I'm just like, I feel like it'll break in my bag, for starters, with everything I have to carry. And I just don't
Apple
like...
Apple Care, right?
Yeah, and I don't like the Mac setup. My sister has one, and she loves it, and I can't get around with it. So, I prefer Windows.
Yeah, me too.
So.
Rock on.
Kate, where do you fall on the fruit?
Yeah, fruit.
On the fruit, I love apples.
Okay, just making sure.
We had to
all be together in that one.
Yeah, so we all love apples the fruit, and we all hate Apple the company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mine is just the iPhone myself, because you guys don't have one, but yeah. You guys are green techs, and when I text you guys, green, and then I'm blue, and it's just it's not fun.
Do you know what I do like about the iPhone? So when you get a text, you can hold your thumb down, and you can like it or love it. I really enjoy that feature.
Yeah, I do that to her all the time.
Yes, because Droid users just get a little text, Daniela loved, and then in quotation marks.
You've never seen that? Yeah, I'll
it is
you.
Hilarious. I remember the first time I got one of those, I was like, why is Daniela telling me that she loves my text?
Talking about herself in the third person.
So funny. You hold the text and there's little emojis so you can love it, you can put thumbs up, thumbs down, exclamation point or a question mark. Huh. So you technically don't have to text the person back. You can just say in them question mark, what do you mean with that text?
Okay.
It is kind of fun, but
And then our emojis are amazing though, so.
Whatever.
Keep they it. Are.
I mean, we have those
just
too, right?
You guys are weird.
No.
Yes, they are.
Shut up.
Actually, I always get really paranoid about that when I text somebody an emoji, because even within droids, you go from phone to phone and they look totally different.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, what is, to me, it looks like this. What does she think I'm texting her,
True.
Yeah.
True story. There are some universal emojis, though.
They are, but the way they're designed looks so differently.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, that's a little differently than what I meant on that on the other phone.
True.
So,
True story. Mm. All right, the Kardashians is the next. You didn't even need me to finish saying.
Of course. No fruit on that one.
What are the Kardashians? Who? What? I don't watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Don't buy into that.
It was on my Twitter feed, though. I logged in, and it was one of them apparently had a baby and named him Chicago. So I'm just
Shut up.
So we have North. I don't know, the other, Saint, and now we have Chicago.
Wow.
So
Chicago, for real?
Yeah.
I've seen worse. Chris Martin named his kid, what was it? One was named Apple and the other one was named Moses.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
It is horrible.
Yeah. No, so I don't
Nick Cage, didn't he name his kid Kal-El?
Yes.
Superman's alien name? Yeah.
And Frank Zappa, didn't he Moon Unit?
Moon Unit Zappa.
Moon Unit.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
It is horrible. It's
imagine
kinda
if
mean.
Your parent just named you Chicago. Hi, I'm Chicago.
Right?
What? Yeah,
it's
so mean. No, they're
it's
awful.
Not even a terribly pretty sounding city.
No.
I think I'll admit maybe saw one full episode a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And that was when there was no Caitlyn Jenner. It was just Kris Jenner. No.
Bruce
Jenner. Yeah, so, but no, I give up. I can't.
Yeah, I think they're awful. I hate everything that they represent, and I just...
What is it that they represent?
Nothing.
They
just represent money.
Right, I was going to say they represent this crass, nouveau riche culture where all we do is we worship the celebrity culture that is...
Why are they famous in the first place, though?
Like, well, I will tell you, but it's inappropriate.
Yeah, it's
Kim was in a sex tape.
Yeah.
And that's how she became
famous.
That's
why they're
famous.
I honestly thought, because I recently saw the... I say recently, like a few months ago, that the miniseries on the OJ trial. Their dad,
right.
Robert Kardashian, was the lawyer.
That's right.
And then there was a scene where you see the kids, and they're like introducing the dad to the world. And I'm like, wait, is that why they're famous?
No.
Yeah, okay. So they actually
That's
did.
That's a footnote.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was in a sex tape, and she was somehow able to catapult that
into fame.
Yeah.
Into keeping it up with the Kardashians.
That's right.
And then
spinoffs,
whatever
and
came.
Makeup lines.
And you know, an 18-year-old that has way more money than I ever will.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
It's
so disappointing. Like, aren't you disappointed in our culture?
I am, actually. Like, really, that's awful.
Yeah, and apparently they're all pregnant, I think. All four, three sisters, I don't know.
There's five sisters, I think.
Okay, yeah. Huh. So, yeah, fun
it's
stuff.
Awful.
Yeah.
Don't go on Twitter. I'm going to go with awful, too. I've never actually watched the show, either.
Don't
go on Twitter
today.
Why?
Today, January 19th, because all you'll see is Kardashians had a baby.
Is that the Chicago one, or is there...
The one. I think Kim just had one and named him or her. I don't know what it is.
So Chicago West?
Chicago West. So we have a Northwest.
Or is it Chicago Kardashian West?
No, it's Chicago West.
Just Chicago West.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fun stuff.
Beautiful.
That's horrible.
Great names. Great
all right,
names.
So we are all agreed. Apple and the Kardashians, all three
awful.
Of us think are all awful.
Okay, but I'm going to put the Kardashians as more awful.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want them to stand shoulder to shoulder.
Wait. I think that's a new thing. We should rate them. Which is the most awful?
Which is the most objectively
of today's?
Awful?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Kardashians.
I love it.
And
okay.
We're still all in agreement that Apple, the fruit, is leading a pack in terms of
I was
awesome.
Not sure. There was no clarification.
Okay.
You just said Apple.
Oh, my God.
I went to the fruit. Right. You know?
Fine.
I just, okay. That's where
right,
I went.
The third one
is Rubik's Cubes.
Yeah. I haven't touched a Rubik's Cube in like a decade.
Right.
Maybe even longer.
But when you last touched one, were you filled with frustration and anger?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. What about you?
They're fun.
Shut up.
Yeah, they are. They're fun. So one of my cousins, shout out to Gio, he loves solving them, you know?
So he's actually able to solve it?
Yeah, he's actually able to solve it. But he just, I don't know, learned, I guess.
I can't.
I don't know. But yeah, they're fun. They do get frustrated, though.
Yeah.
But I like messing them up and then giving it to somebody for them to fix it. And then seeing them how frustrated they get.
You're so mean.
Then, you know.
Wow.
But, yeah.
Especially if it's something that they already
exactly.
have like, on their desk and you mess it up. Because if you just hand somebody a messed up Rubik's Cube, I'm going to be like, yeah, whatever.
Not going to lie. I did that one time in high school. One of my old school high school professors had a Rubik's Cube. And we were just sitting there. And I was like, hey, can I, you know, use it? And he's like, yeah, sure. And he didn't think I was just gonna mess it up. He thought I was just gonna.
What did you think you were gonna do when you said, can I use it? Can I play
just
with
like
this?
Admire it.
When you
I'm going to admire it.
Did it start done and you messed it up?
And my professor, his name was Mr. Refrano. He was like,
shout out to Mr. Refrano.
Shout out to Mr. Refrano, BCIT, West Hampton. He was like, what did you do? And I was like, I don't know, I was bored.
Oh my God.
Is it possible to mess them up so badly that they can't be fixed?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. No. I
hope I didn't do that.
That's the thing. Like, I guess when I was younger, I must have screwed them up way too much, and then there was just no coming back.
Yeah. Yes, me too. And every time I saw them all messed up, I was just like, this will never be fixed. It will never be perfect again.
Yeah. I was okay with getting one wall of color, and that was it. Like, that was my achievement. Okay, I got one wall.
So I was so frustrated with it, I considered taking off all the stickers and reapplying.
Or maybe painting them or something, right?
Right, yeah. But the reason I didn't do that is because I didn't think I would be able to put them back perfectly the way that they should have been.
You can never reapply a sticker.
I know!
They always start peeling up.
That's exactly right. You can't. All right, so Did you go? We're awful.
Yeah, I guess I'm awful.
All right.
It's kind of
wow.
Awesome.
I don't think that's ever happened before. All three items on this list.
No, because there was the fruit.
Yeah, the fruit. But the fruit was not officially on the list.
Okay, the fruit was not an official thing.
All right. Should we rate these? So I think the Kardashians are at the top of the awful list.
Sure.
Apple, the company, is middle.
Okay,
yes,
sure.
Sure, yeah.
And then Rubik's Cubes are third awful.
Yeah. Third awful.
That is amazing that we just did that.
Okay.
All right, Daniela, how can people get in touch with you?
So you guys can email me.
If you want, maybe not your phone number or your sign or your Facebook.
Your sign.
But yeah,
just not a problem.
Your face is so red.
We've
right now.
We've completely gone off the rails.
This is the best episode ever.
So Daniela, for a second, pretend I'm a company that wants to reach out and join NJBI.
It can't be. So Daniela's email address is dvelez@njbia.org. Velez is spelled V-E-L-E-Z.
Apparently the funniest email address of all time, because you can't even breathe.
Oh my god, I think that might be our show with Daniela unable to breathe.
No, hold on. Yeah, I guess so. Alright, so.
She needs a minute.
Oh my god.
You okay? Okay. I think that might be our show.
That's our show. So, we would love it if you would subscribe to us on iTunes. We just trashed Apple, but absolutely, if you are listening to us on iTunes, please subscribe. Please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Even if you don't listen to us on iTunes, if you have an iTunes account, we've all had iTunes accounts at some point in our life. Pop into iTunes and give us a 5-star review. It really helped the show. The more 5-star reviews we get, the more iTunes will push the show out to other people.
You know what? I thought of one redeeming quality for Apple the company.
Good, because they moderate these things. So I'm sure at this point they've already rejected this episode.
So they created podcasts. Like, the word podcast comes from the word iPod, right?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, so podcasts wouldn't exist without Apple.
And podcasts are amazing.
Podcasts are amazing, yeah. So.
I will say that the iPod was objectively awesome.
Yeah, iPod was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I didn't like when they kind of merged it into the phone. I mean, yes, in theory, it was better that, you know, you didn't have to carry around those two items,
you know.
But to have your whole music library with you on the go,
it's remember awesome. When you had to, like, download illegally, like, using LimeWire?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I've never done that
before.
You
were, never done that.
High school.
Okay, thank you to subscribers and listeners. We appreciate the support. Thank you to New Jersey Manufacturers for supporting the show. They do home, auto, and workers' comp. If you haven't already checked them out, you absolutely should. I love that we're doing commercials
now.
Yes,
I know.
This reminds me of Pod Save America.
Wow, you're comparing us to a much more established and bigger show. I love it.
But it's really funny. The commercials sound just like this.
Nice.
Yeah.
Brought to you by...
Daniela actually introduced me to a show, Cults. And I don't know if you've ever heard of that one, but they go over all these cults
it's an
in real
amazing,
life. Yeah.
It's an amazing show.
And they'll
check it
introduce,
out.
Like, they'll be talking about some really dark stuff that these cults do. And then in the middle of it, they will just, like, start going off about their sponsor, and it just completely doesn't fit.
It's a change of tone.
Yeah, yes, it is.
It's
like, let me remind you of this great new thing I'm listening to, and then go back into a serial killer and a
cult. Yes, exactly, yeah.
That is awesome. Oh my god. All right. I think we could keep talking all day, but we should probably wrap it up.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay. Well, until next time. Bye guys.
Bye.